Well, the weekend it is. Welcome at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Gutter Brush, and the big Gutter Brush sale is extended for another day. So here we go. It's 25% off, free shipping, coupon code Gary. And probably after today, that'll be it, and the leaves will have fallen, and life will go on. But a great way to keep gutters out, or keep gutters, keep leaves out of your gutters, and Gutter Brush does it right. It's gutterbrush.com. Check it out, and easy to install. No problem. Just slide them in. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255. We're talking home improvement as we do each weekend, and let's go to Linda. Linda, welcome.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Great. I heard you last week talking about some kind of a preparation that could be used on rotted wood. Mm-hmm. I didn't catch what it was.
Okay.
And
so tell me what you're trying to do.
Okay. My friend had a deck removed and a new one replaced. And as it is, the deck is about, the new one is about 2 inches shorter than the old one. And under her deck doors, the area has got rotted wood. Mm-hmm. And short of taking out the doors and starting over, I thought I heard you talk about something that could be used where you could clean that up and use it as a filler.
Yeah, so is this on the decking board, or is this on the jamb of the door, or where exactly
is this? The jamb of the door. It's underneath the door.
Okay, so, you know, so the name, first of all, the company that makes this is called Abatron. It's Abatron, Abatron. And they make this product called liquid wood, and they make a product called wood epox. Liquid wood is if you had a little rotted wood and you wanted to harden it up, if you will, okay? And you're not you know, you need a good bondable surface to patch on, or maybe it doesn't need patches, just the wood is soft and a little dry rotted, so you would use liquid wood on that surface after you lightly sand.
Okay.
And the liquid wood hardens that existing wood. If you need it to patch, what you would do is you'd scrape away, you know, some of the rotted wood down to an area where you could create a nice patch. You would apply the liquid wood to harden that base, and then you would use the wood epox to make that patch. So you would use two products in that case, one to scrape away and harden the base that you're going to create the patch, and then the wood epox to create the patch. You can it's kind of a specialty product. You'll find it in you know, some independent hardware stores, or you can get it on Amazon, or you can get it at abatron.com.
Okay, abatron.com.
Uh-huh.
And I suppose just your regular handyman could do that.
Should be able to, sure. Mm-hmm. And after it's dried, it can, you know, in shape, you can sand it, you can paint it, you can drill it, you can screw into it.
Good.
It started out as a product that was used to patch big columns in front of old historic homes. So the patch can be bigger than any other type of product like this, but it's a very good product, and somebody that you know, has worked with things like that should be able to utilize that quite nicely.
All righty then, that's exactly what I wanted to know.
Very good. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, you can grab a line. We got one open. It's 800-823-8255. You can grab that line right away. We got Ron, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
I have a metal roofing question.
All right.
Home I live in now is 50 years old, and it has had the roof replaced 3 times, each time due to hail damage.
Uh-huh.
The last time was about 10 years ago, and I asked the adjuster when he was here about metal roofing, and he says, well, it's not all it's cracked up to be. And I said, what do you mean? He says, hail damage, unless it leaks, the insurance companies are not covering it.
His insurance company or all insurance companies?
He said insurance companies. And I said all of them. He says, no, but many of them.
Well, I've not heard that, but go on.
Have you heard that?
No, I have not. One thing I prefaced at the beginning of the show, Ron, knowing that we were going to have him on, is the one thing I learned from that interview is to, mm-hmm. if you're going to put on a metal roof, make sure you get a good quality metal roof, because there are different types. In fact, even Todd was addressing, you know, the different types. And, you know, like a standing seam is going to outperform, you know, a regular metal roof maybe that has the exposed anchors and things. But hail can damage. I'm not trying to give the impression that hail can't damage a roof, but I can tell you for a fact, a metal roofing, and I've seen the data on this, will stand up to hail better than a, you know, asphalt fiberglass shingle. I mean, heck, cars can't even stand up to a big hail storm.
Oh, yeah.
So you can certainly have some damage. But, you know, that's a good point. You know, if you're concerned about that, you can certainly ask your insurance company. And I also encourage people, Todd is, he's a good soul when it comes to business owners. He's got that website, sttoddmiller.com. And he's all about perpetuating the industry. And I've known Todd for a long time. Send him that question. I'd like to get his take on it. I wish I'd known to ask that question.
Okay. I appreciate your input. And like I said, it's only cosmetic damage. If it's damaged enough that it leaks, it's no problem, according to this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you much.
I'm going to send off an email and contact my insurance company.
That sounds good. Thank you, sir. Take care. Yeah, I'd like to hear that answer, too. But I do know the ability for the metal roof, he kind of said it too, cosmetic damage. And, a big hailstorm. I mean, oh, my gosh, I remember one in Denver. What was that, 3 years ago in Colorado? I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars were certainly damaged. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk to Ron. And if you'd like to grab a line, there's one for you. It's 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Solutions to your home improvement are as easy as calling 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, you tired of scrubbing your shower? Well, get some Wet and Forget shower cleaner. Just spray it on today, rinse tomorrow. Once a week after your shower, spray it on all your shower surfaces, even your glass doors, and the next day, rinse. With Wet and Forget shower, you can breathe easy because there's no harsh fumes and no scrubbing. Makes cleaning easy. Now available in fresh scent and a refill. Buy Wet and Forget shower at Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, Ace, or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you. When it comes to your plumbing and drain system, maintenance is the key if you want to keep it working right. Hey, Gary Sullivan here from my friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. If you like to do your own maintenance, check out rotorooter.com for helpful videos, blogs, and seasonal information that'll allow you to keep your plumbing in top form. And if you get a little over your head or you don't have the time to DIY, Roto-Rooter's expert plumbers are always ready to help 24/7. Visit rotorooter.com or call 1-800-GET-ROTO. Well, our friends at Awesome are working hard to make your cleaning jobs easier. Awesome works to remove gunk and goo caused by biofilm buildup in jetted bathtubs, spas, swimming pools, washing machines, garbage disposals, and shower drains. Black flakes, bad odors, and slow drains are history when the power of Awesome is unleashed. Awesome is non-corrosive, septic safe, and works fast. I've been using Awesome in my home with great results for years. Proudly made in the USA. Get it clean, keep it clean, get Awesome. AHHSOME. Easy Breathe Ventilation System is celebrating National Indoor Air Quality Month by offering 20% off an Easy Breathe system. The Easy Breathe Ventilation System exchanges trapped, dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. You want to ventilate those spaces to protect your home from decay, so take charge of your indoor air like I did and own an Easy Breathe Ventilation System and breathe cleaner air today. You can get it installed or a DIY kit is available. Call 866-822-7328 or visit EasyBreathe.com.
All right, let's get after it. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. A reminder, if you missed the interview with Todd Miller, that is available on our podcast. It's the iHeart app. It's free. And just hit at home with Gary Sullivan each hour of the show for the weekend. So there's 6 hours of that plus the individual projects of the week you can pick up right there. All right, let's get to Ron. Ron, welcome.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, sir.
I just heard you. Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Fire away.
I just heard you speak with that with a caller concerning the wood rot problem that she was having. Mm-hmm. I've got a small problem. It's not major yet, but I have, and I'm not sure the correct terminology, cement board or concrete board on the exterior of my home. And I've just noticed at the base of some of the vertical boards that I'm getting what looks like a rot problem, but I understand that that type of board doesn't really rot. It's just that it's starting to splay out and just not look good. And it looks to me like if it's left unattended,
yeah,
that it will
only
continue to get worse.
Yeah. How old is that, do you think? It's siding, I guess?
16, yes, it's 16 years old.
16 years old. Sounds like it's James Hardy or Hardy board, which is a it's when we say cement board, a lot of people, and including me, we think of the cement board that's underneath ceramic tile. But Hardy board or James Hardy siding is a combination of cements. It was started in Australia during World War II. To build inexpensive housing, brought to the United States. It's great stuff. Comes with, I believe, as a 25-year warranty, Ron. So
Okay. Number
one is I would check with James Hardy or people that carry the Hardy board and
okay.
see exactly where their warranty was. But if it's 16 years old, there may be some ability to recoup some of that. As far as repairing it, I'm not really sure because I'm not sure if it's, you know, decaying or breaking down. Water will over time. A lot of water will break it down. So I don't know if you use like a urethane caulking on that, if some seams can be caulked. They actually had for a while a program where a Hardy board siding could only be installed by certified contractors, which tells me there was probably a problem at one time with installation. You know, people were installing it wrong or not sealing it properly. I know their caulking that they used was a quad urethane sealant. So I would start my process with them or
Good.
A dealer that can put you in contact with a rep. I know they have reps that come out and inspect and, you know, claims and things like that. So I think that's where I'd start, Ron.
Okay. Yeah, it's a relatively minor problem right now, but
right.
It doesn't look good one of the two places that you can see it. Yeah. It's just not real attractive. And I was getting ready to do some touch-up painting. I had the house repainted 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just thought I'd do some touch-up painting, but I thought I'd maybe better get involved with this before paint may just not.
Yeah, I agree. So paint would be fine if it were, you know, the problem was created on the outside of the siding. My guess is that problem is being created from the backside of the siding. So, you know, and that's
I didn't suspect that, and that's what's causing.
So, you know, maybe where those corner pieces are, water would get down behind that siding. Maybe there's not proper drainage behind it. It can't release the water, so it sits there. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I'm guessing that might be the problem. So I that's kind of where I'd start the process. And if nothing else comes of it, they will probably be able to give you some good ideas of what's going on there and how to repair it.
And Wonderful. Thank you so very much. Really appreciate your show. Thank you.
You betcha. Take care, Ron. Thank you. All right. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. Line's open for you. Grab one. Marilyn, welcome.
Hi, Gary. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fine. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I have a question about mice. My sister and I still have the house we grew up in, which is a farmhouse built in 1896, and we have young couple that are renting it. And they have mice, of course, this time of year, and you would have them. And they want us to call an exterminator. And my point is, I think we have to stop where they're coming in and not worry about somebody coming and killing them.
Yeah.
And I have, and I got a mouse magic. And then somebody suggested this product to me. It's called Mouse Shield. It's a foam. Are you aware of this product?
Yes, I am. So it's a foam sealant that has a mouse deterrent in it. And you're exactly right. You know, it's the old thing. We see the mice. We want the mice out of the house. I get that. We all don't like mice. But we got to find out their point of entry, and then we can worry about trapping or whatever. But if you can keep them out, you know, that's the name of the game, right? So yeah, that's any, you know, it takes only an opening. I think it's the size of a nickel and a mouse can get in. So, underneath doors, garage doors, the, you know, back door where the threshold doesn't meet the door. I mean, you know, around the hose bib, you know, there's all kinds of places that are openings in our house.
Right, yeah. So you are aware of this product then, and it might work in some of the places where we need to put it.
Absolutely, it'll work because you're sealing it up. And it's a deterrent where the mice aren't going to try and chew through it. So, yeah, it works great.
Makes sense. Well, a contractor friend of mine told me about this, and I thought, well, I'll get it. And then I have one other thing, Gary. Do you have time?
Got about 1 minute.
1 minute. Okay, I'll try to talk fast. I have a new neighbor that just moved in behind me, and she sent me a video of an animal that walking through her property, and she was a little nervous about it. And I looked at it, and she thought it was a coyote, and I thought it was a coyote. And the more I looked at it, the more I thought there's more to this than just coyote. And so I sent the video to a friend of mine who's an animal consultant up at the Wolf Park in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And he got back to me, and he said, it's a coy dog.
Coy dog.
Which is a cross between a coyote and a dog that happens occasionally. And they are, and I'm in Fairfield, so we've been having some trouble with coyotes getting pets here anyway. But he said that this is more dangerous to humans than just a coyote.
Huh. Well, and I know you're going to ask me, how do you get rid of them? And I really don't know. I think I would go back to your friend and ask if there's something that, you know, they don't like about it, if you change the environment, or maybe even get a critter control specialist out to the yard. We'll continue at home with Gary Sullivan.
It's the weekend, and you have Fix-It questions. Give Gary a call at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, now you can check your backup sump pump from your smartphone thanks to the innovations from the Zoller Pump Company. I've been really impressed with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. The Fit comes equipped with Z-Control, allowing you to test and monitor your backup remotely from your tablet or smartphone, giving you real-time peace of mind that your home is protected. That's not just convenience, that's confidence. Protect your home from flooding with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. And for more info, visit ZollerPumps.com. I've always gotten a lot of calls on the Home Improvement Show asking how to get rid of nasty odors in listeners' homes, campers, boats, and autos. Well, because of my personal experience and success with Odor Exit and feedback I receive from listeners who have used the product, I highly recommend it to eliminate all kind of odors, animal urine, smoke, mold, and mildew odors, gone without a pungent, overwhelming fragrance. I always keep Odor Exit in my home. Visit OdorExit.com. That's OdorExit.com. Jaws, the Just Add Water System, has my favorite refillable household cleaners and the best glass cleaner I've ever used. Jaws has a cleaner specifically designed for every room of your home. The Jaws Ultimate Cleaning Kit includes six of their high-performance cleaners for every hard surface in your home, including my favorite glass cleaner. Each kit comes with two refill pods of each cleaner, along with color-coordinated microfiber tiles for only $49.99 and free shipping. Get Jaws Cleaners at JawsCleans.com. You know you can make sure it's a smooth, rust-free year with professional-grade lineup of Blaster products I talk about. They're designed to loosen, lubricate, penetrate, fix, and conquer jobs. On top is the original PB Blaster, the number one penetrant for breaking free rusted parts. There's silicone lubricant, garage door lubricant, multi-max synthetic lubricant, and much, much more. So, like they say, don't bust your knuckles, bust your nuts with PB Blaster, and always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
All right, back at it we go, at home with Gary Sullivan, taking you through another weekend. And if you've been trying to get through, now would be a time. We have a couple open lines. It's 800-823-8255. We discuss different projects that you may have around your home. One of the things we started with today was, and we'll be talking about this a lot, is different ways to save energy inside your home. We're talking about, you know, just simple things. And I know you heard it since you were a kid. Turn off the lights. We've talked about changing out the light bulbs. There's still plenty of homes with incandescent bulbs. Just remember that little light bulb's probably pulling 75 watts, and the newer LEDs are maybe pulling 9. Changing those out, that's certainly a way to save energy dollars. And then another thing is appliances and electronics. They use energy even when they're turned off. So, you know, one little tip here, saving utility bills, is unplug electronics. Now, I know you're not going to do this. I know you're not going to unplug all your TVs all the time. But TVs, computers, phone chargers, watches, speaker systems maybe that are charging, and connecting some of those electronics to a power strip where there's a switch and you can turn them off as a group, that's maybe an easier way to do it. But even, we talked yesterday, even, you know, the chargers for iPads and phones, they're on. You know, do you have those plugged in all over your house, even if it's not charging something? They're wasting energy. Also, another huge, huge energy waster is powering an empty freezer. I see. You have an extra, like a chest freezer. Maybe it's in the garage. Great for storing food, but if you have that thing running and there's nothing in it, that's consuming a whole bunch of electricity. I think it's about 103 kilowatts. The cost of an average freezer on running, they add up. And then just browsing in the refrigerator, that's my pet peeve at our house. You open the door to the refrigerator or the freezer, usually the refrigerator, to get something. You get something, the door isn't closed because you're going to go back and look for something else. You know, when you leave that open, an open fridge or freezer, that accounts for 7% of the appliance's total energy usage. How about that? So open only when necessary and do it quickly. That's amazing, 7%. Also, the dishwasher is a huge consumer of energy in your home. Average dishwasher, I'm just kind of reading some things, requires around 1,800 watts of electricity to run. Running it daily is going to cost you, it's going to like $1 a week, $66 a year. So a little bit more than $1 a week. Probably worth it, you're thinking, and maybe it is. Well, you can cut down on the energy use by running the dishwasher only when it's full. And you save around 15% of the dishwasher's total energy by switching its heating from heat dry to air dry. And we do that on ours, I know that. You don't need to heat dry it, just let it air dry. And unless you got a house full of people and you're going to run that dishwasher and you need the dishes right away, I get that too. That's sometimes a necessity that we run into. But if it's three people in a household, you can certainly run that dishwasher and just let it air dry. And the savings is, decent. Also, your thermostat, and you know as well as I do, that's a that can be abused in a home. We keep our home chilly. Not other people like the luxury, and that's fine. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm giving you suggestions on how to save some energy. So the thermostats for the heat and air, also the water heater temperatures. Even though many water heaters are set, especially older ones, up to 140 degrees, the Department of Energy recommends 120 degrees for energy efficiency. Now, I wouldn't go below that. 120 is really perfect. There's been some things, when you get it down, you could have some bacteria in there if it gets, down below 120. Some of the newer ones don't even let you set them. They'll have a vacation mode, and then they'll have on mode. It's not really your option. But just by keeping, let's say, went from 140 to 120, you cut the energy bill 3 to 5% for every 10 degrees. That's not bad. And when you talk about your heating and cooling thermostat, that consumes, this shouldn't be a surprise, heating and cooling consumes nearly half the home's energy. A programmable thermostat really cuts down on unnecessary heating and cooling, and I'll explain that. Unnecessary would be maybe if you got some nice quilts, maybe you don't need it at 72 degrees tonight at night. Maybe you can get it down to 65 degrees. And the rule of thumb there is you'll save 1% for every hour you turn it down 1 degree. And then you get into all the smart thermostats now where you can create programs, you can operate it on your phone. So it's just not as, you don't have to figure out a programmable thermostat. You can do it right on your phone. And that's pretty easy to do. I mean, it's so much easier to do than sit there. The old programmable thermostats, I think the last time I looked it up, it was like 80% of the programmable thermostats in the house. I'm not talking about the smart thermostats. I'm talking about the old programmable ones. I think 80% of them weren't programmed. People just said, I'm not using that. But the savings is significant. One other thing, and forgetting to or just not changing your air filters. Usually in the dead of winter on a really cold day, I'll talk about this. Think about when that furnace is going, You're paying to condition that air, make that air warmer. And you got this dirty filter in there. And the money that you're paying to condition that air can't get to those back bedrooms, so they're cold. And maybe, I don't know, your thermostat's usually kind of in the most visible area. So maybe it's in the dining room. Nobody sleeps in the dining room, I don't think. Maybe somebody does. But that also may be the drafty room. So, you know, making sure that a thermostat's kind of in a, I always like to say, even get multiple wireless thermostats and put one in the bedrooms that are being used, I think makes a lot of sense. But that filter that's just not letting the conditioned air reach all the areas of the home can make it tough, can make that furnace run longer than it really should be running, which is costing you money. So these are just some of the things to think about. And then, you know, you can get into how to save money by not just our habits, but by tightening our home up, which I'll address here in a minute. If you'd like to join us again, it's 800-823-8255. Just jump on board. But drafty windows is a prime suspect for pretty much every home, unless you just invested in nice replacement windows. But not everybody has that option. Certainly older homes where we have no insulation in the walls would be a very drafty house. And you could talk about adding a foam insulation into the walls. But drafty windows, don't put up with them. Once that weather, once that temperature really changes, where you're not going to be messing around with the windows, seal them up. I've talked about a caulking that can be used to caulk your windows closed. You can caulk, lock the windows, the ventilator, and then seal them up with a caulking like Seasonal. It's a clear caulking. And then in the spring, and then even put in one of those clear storm windows, the plastic, and just wrap that window. It's amazing how much draft you'll stop and how much more comfortable your home will be. And then in the spring, you can take the plastic off, you can peel away the caulking, and it's not going to hurt the windows. It's easy to remove and a great way to save money. Because really, you know, you're asking yourself, you know, are you doing it to save money? You're doing it to be comfortable. And it doesn't matter what you're doing it for, because if you seal those windows up like I just talked about, you're going to do both. You're going to save money, and you're going to be more comfortable. So just a few tips there for, you know, cutting down wasting energy dollars. We'll continue with your calls. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Dirty siding? Don't scrub it, wet and forget it. Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Wet and Forget works overtime with Mother Nature to eliminate unsightly black and green stains on the exterior of your home. With no scrubbing, power washing, or bleach, use Wet and Forget on all your exterior outdoor surfaces, including deck, siding, roofs, and patios. Wet and Forget's available in concentrate or extreme reach hose end. Purchase Wet and Forget in-store or online at Lowe's, Menards, or Walmart. Gutter Brush is the gutter guard I have in my gutters and have recommended for years. Just fill your gutter with simple brushes to block leaves while water flows through it. Couldn't be any easier. Here's a special offer for my listeners. Get 25% off and free shipping with discount code Gary at gutterbrush.com. Most homes can be protected for just $200 or $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433. Save 25% off for a limited time with code Gary, gutterbrush.com. Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup, where first-year service technicians without prior experience earn great pay with excellent benefits. Roto-Rooter will train you on the job, and as you gain skills, you'll make even more money. Now, these are good family-supporting jobs that don't require a college degree or the student loan debt that comes with it. Learn more about high-paying, life-changing jobs in the plumbing trade at rotorooter.com/careers. Easy Breathe Ventilation System is celebrating National Indoor Air Quality Month by offering 20% off an Easy Breathe system. The Easy Breathe Ventilation System exchanges trapped, dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. You want to ventilate those spaces to protect your home from decay, so take charge of your indoor air like I did and own an Easy Breathe Ventilation System and breathe cleaner air today. You can get it installed or a DIY kit is available. Call 866-822-7328 or visit easybreathe.com.
All right, back at it. We're about 12 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're going to get right back to the phones here. We have Gerda. Gerda, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Sullivan.
Morning.
Excuse me. We have a plumbing problem. We have a 50-year-old tree out in front, and we had the plumber in about 6 weeks ago, and he cleaned up some of the roots and so on, but he said he would have to come back and scope. Okay, we've had this problem now since Friday night. We cannot use our facilities, okay, because they're plugged up. We do have insurance, but they claim they need 24 hours to find a plumber for us. Now, I heard you talk about that there is a product that we can put into the pipes that will clean out those little roots. Yeah, they will kill the roots, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I don't remember what the name of it is.
Well, you said you had somebody out there and they didn't clean them out then?
Well, they cleaned them out enough, you know, but he said the next time when they come, they would have to scope to see where the opening is of the pipe where the roots get in there.
Okay. I got you. So why can't you use the facilities if they've cleaned the roots out of there?
Well, this was 6 weeks ago. We started getting the sewer up Friday evening, okay, and we haven't been able to use our bathrooms.
Right.
And our insurance company, apparently, I don't know, we have the type of insurance that probably doesn't pay too much.
Well, you know, I that's neither here nor there right now. It's sometimes that wouldn't even be covered, to be honest with you. So going back to this, I'd be happy to give you the name of the product. I just don't, I want to make sure it's going to work. Type of product that I was talking about is designed as a product for maintenance. So if the system is clogged and it's stopped because of roots, this isn't really going to open them up. You know, that's where you got to run the snake or the drain opener. Sometimes you actually got to cut through those roots with the snake. And then after you have it cleaned, every 6 months, you would add this thing called Robic Foaming Root Killer.
Okay.
So Robic Foaming. Robic, it's R-O-E-B-I-C, Foaming Root Killer. So you take this small can, pound maybe, and you pour it in the toilet and you flush it real fast. And as it's flushed, it's going down through that pipe and it's foaming up, so it's covering the entire inside of that pipe, and it's burning back little tiny hair roots. Okay. So that's what that product does. But if you have a crack or a separation in a pipe and the roots have already got in there and it's collected, you know, baby wipes and things like that, that it's going to you know, it's still going to need to be cleaned out. It's going to have to be rotoed out. So I'll let you make that decision of whether you think that foaming root killer will work or not.
Well, apparently it probably wouldn't work right now because the roots are in there already,
right,
and we must have a crack in the pipe.
I think you do. So when he says scope, he's going to run a camera down there and determine what's going on, correct?
Uh-huh, yeah. That's what he said.
I think that's probably the natural progression of it. I don't, be honest with you, I don't know why insurance would cover that unless you have like a home warranty insurance.
Yeah, yes, we do. Uh-huh.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. But we called them, and they said it, they would take 24 hours to find somebody, and it's been more than that now. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sure that's a huge inconvenience, but stay with the program. I think you'll get there.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Gerda, thank you. Bye-bye. We should all be as calm and relaxed as Gerda is. I would be going out of my mind. But that's
me too.
Yeah, DJ, welcome.
Good morning to you.
Yes, sir.
I had a question. I was listening to your energy suggestions a short while ago about, and one of them was about changing out the incandescents with the LEDs. And I've had some good success with that. But I noticed in my family room, it's got a double, double high ceiling. When I switched them out, when they're on the very high end of the dimmer, mm-hmm, they'll flicker.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I take them down just a hair, the flickering stops.
Yeah.
What is that, and is there anything I can do about it?
You can change out the dimmer. Yeah, it would have to change out to the dimmer. There's a specific dimmer for LED bulbs. Now, you can get by using a regular dimmer, but that's exactly what you're going to run into.
Okay. Is it doing any damage to anything?
No. You know, you might lose maybe a little life on the bulb, but but that's what's going on there. Yeah, there's, when you go to the hardware store next time, just kind of stop and read some of the dimmers, and it'll explain that this is an LED dimmer because they run on, they run differently than the incandescents. But that's what's going on, DJ. I'd just go ahead, and if you use the dimmers on a regular basis, I'd just go ahead and change them out.
Okay, good. One last thing. So a similar question, but the bulbs are in cabinet, low voltage. Same situation.
On a low voltage, yeah, I would think so. I can you even dim those? I guess you could.
I don't really know.
I haven't changed one.
Yeah, the low voltage, the ones in the cabinet that, looks nice looking down, shining down. Same situation, when I have it all the way up, it flickers. When I take it down a hair, maybe I could try one of those LEDs.
Yeah, I would think that probably would be the same thing, sure.
All right. Listen, I can't tell you how much everybody loves your show. We very much appreciate it.
Well, thanks, DJ. Take care. Call anytime. Appreciate it. All right, and I'm sure a lot of people run into that and on the LED bulbs, but they certainly will. They'll flicker. I know I've had that call many times. That's exactly the answer. Well, that's going to kind of wind things down. By the way, if you have any interest in metal roofing, make sure you catch the podcast on metal roofing. That's on the iHeart app, and take advantage of that. Take a good listen. Todd Miller is a great resource for me. You can also send him an email at asktoddmiller.com, and he'll be happy to answer any questions like that. As far as the gutter brush, that sale's going to end probably tomorrow, I do believe, the end of this weekend, and you can pick that up. It's 25% off and free shipping. The promo code is Gary, and it's gutterbrush.com. Danny Boy, you worked hard today. I'm telling you what, he was at it early today. And good Lord willing, we'll both be back next weekend for more At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Sit right with a call to Gary Sullivan at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.